Mae Jemison has accomplished many things in life. She's a chemical engineer, a medical doctor, a college professor, and in 1992 was the first African-American woman astronaut to go into space. Jemison is also a spokesperson for a Bayer Corporation science outreach program. Every year since 1995, the company commissions the Bayer Facts of Science Education Survey on science literacy and workplace issues. This year, Jemison says, it polled 1,200 women and minority chemists and chemical engineers. Careers in science, technology, engineering, and math are collectively known as STEM.
And I think that this survey shows that as minorities and women, you know, really pursue a STEM career, they have to face a number of barriers along the pipeline, and they achieve in spite of instead of because of many times. What we need to do as a society is really understand what these roadblocks are.
While women and minorities make up two-thirds of the American workforce, they represent less than 25% of STEM careers. The survey cites poor schools and a lack of quality science and math programs, persistent negative stereotypes, financial cost, and school and workplace bias. Jemison says the survey also finds an early interest in science in children younger than 11.
What that means is that kids come out of the chute, they're excited about learning about the world around them, they're interested in what's going on, but many children hit roadblocks. They're really derailed from their track to becoming professional scientists by academic systems and societies that are neither colorblind or genderblind, that there's a bias that makes them fall out.
Nearly two-thirds of those polled said women and minorities in STEM careers were underrepresented in their companies or institutions. 40% said they were discouraged from pursuing their chosen career, typically in college and often by their professors, an experience Jemison remembers from her undergraduate days. She says her professors were less than enthusiastic to see her in class.
It ranged from looking at me when I would ask a question as though I was, you know, something was very strange, and I would end up, then another student would ask the same question, and they would say, oh, this is an astute observation. So you felt like you didn't belong.
Despite a gradual increase in women graduating with undergraduate and graduate degrees in science fields, the gap between men and women remains significant in the U.S. workplace. That's according to a second report released this week by the American Association of University Women. Why So Few compiles academic research from the last 15 years, and its findings underscore the social and cultural bias and barriers in higher education reported by the chemists and engineers in the Bayer survey. Co-author Andres St. Rose says, for example, while girls earn high school math credits at the same rate as boys, the myth that girls aren't good at math is persistent and powerful.
Because there's that negative stereotype, girls are more likely to believe that they are less able in math compared to boys who have similar grades and test scores in math.
But St. Rose is hopeful that that situation can be reversed.
Although cultural biases and beliefs like these are very strong and they are hard to change, it is possible to change, and we do believe that people can reset their biases by taking a proactive step. So by choosing to educate themselves more about women in these fields, by putting up, you know, positive images of women in science in their classrooms and in their homes.
The AAUW report recommends steps to raise awareness about girls' achievement and interest in science and to get colleges to attract and keep more female students and faculty. St. Rose says all sectors of the community must implement these initiatives in order for them to be successful.
K-12 teachers and guidance counselors, college and university faculty and administrators, and certainly employers and policymakers.
Former astronaut Mae Jemison agrees and adds that stronger science programs in schools and colleges will not only put more women and minorities in science fields, but also fuel a more literate democracy. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.